Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok & Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, where we left off. Hogar walked around a corner and ran smack.
Do not call me Hogar.
Not you.
No, Hogar ran smack dab into a...
We both walked around corners.
Jelly that was stuck to the wall, and the group is gone. So Hogar, the elf has ran off to go around and circle back, and it is your turn.
Or just ran away.
Yeah, we don't know. You didn't
One
tell
of the
us,
two.
Right?
He may have ran away.
He has this irrational phphobia of gelatinous
oozes.
So I was at my desk, and then there was gum under the desk. It was freaky. And this looks
so
like
I'm
that.
Going to try to slice it
okay.
from itself.
Panic.
Slice it from
ball.
Itself.
That's slice nice. And dice. Everyone knows you need a knife to cut jelly.
Does the dwarf next to me count for next to it?
No, because the corner here. It's a very sharp corner there, so the dwarf can't see it yet.
Can I shift around so that I'm more towards that collapsed section?
This way?
Yeah.
Okay. So the dwarf can sneak in on his turn?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Awesome.
16.
You hit it.
Yay!
For... 16.
Okay. You slash at the jelly, which we will nickname OJ.
OJ.
It's
because
it's ochre. It's ochre jelly.
Okay, and
yeah.
Ochre jelly.
Yeah,
you make
OJ.
An abbreviation, his name is OJ.
Yeah.
Okay, so you slash.
So apparently the yellow
ooze. It'll find
a joke. And when you slash,
you end up with now two oozes of equal size.
It splits in half.
Oh,
see, this is what we need.
I blame you.
We need to
we
burn
need
it.
Either
burn it or need to hit it with.
Did someone say burn it?
Yes, please.
Like,
go
with
ahead.
Fire torches. Burn it.
But on the plus side, its total mass has been reduced to two equal portions.
That's not at all what I meant to do.
But, you know, it was daring.
Well, at least he's following a dividing conquest.
Okay, so...
Well, if we cut them up small enough pieces, we can just step on it.
I want to try and burn it. I'm going to try and... I'm going to... Well, when I get
my... My
torch.
Torch.
Okay, so it is now Thrain's turn.
Okay, I'm going to smash it.
That's right, he's got the
hit.
He's going to get it really drunk.
Smash
it. It's going to be smashed.
No.
Oh.
Oh my.
Okay, you swing your hammer, and unfortunately, the ooze kind of. Your hammer hits the ooze, but it kind of sucks into it and pulls the hammer out of your grip for just a partial second.
I have to get it on my neck.
As the hammer hits the floor afterwards with a sucking sound.
That sucks.
I got that late.
It's funny because it's tragic.
Get out.
It is.
It's funny because we're going to be overrun by a horde of small oozes.
Right? Terrible.
Okay, so back to the top of the order.
Wait.
Actually.
Top of the order?
Top of the order.
You know, I'm fine
somebody,
with that. We can skip that.
Some of us didn't even
yeah.
know.
Give me just a moment. No panic, people. No panic.
You just got Jazz and I, you know.
I think I actually did switch the two of you in positions.
That's all right.
Okay. Lady Coraline, what would you like to do?
Right. Smashing is clearly bad. Slicing, it appears to be worse. Two things.
And we are having a bit of a bottleneck there.
I will, Can you talk? Are you sentient, ooze?
And as you say that, it just the two oozes kind of just quiver.
Oh, wait.
Well, let me have a word with you a minute here. If you are not careful, ooze, we're going to destroy you violently, permanently. You'll be very sorry. So if I were you, I would reform, turn yourself into solid mass, and leave us alone.
And you just see it kind of quiver.
Oh,
it quivers.
Like
is it quivering centrally?
And they're both forming pseudopods.
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 What's a pseudopod?
Tentacle.
It's sending a tentacle towards you.
I didn't sign up for
Henry. How do you make this laugh? With tentacles.
Tentacles. Nice. Okay, do you do anything else?
I will move back, I suppose, behind Thrain. So other people.
Well, Thrain's right here.
Right, so I don't know. I'm in the way of all the people who might, like, do something.
And
to
all
this.
The people are in the way of you who might do something to
I
this.
Mean, I can't do a wretched thing
it's
with
a choke
this.
Point.
Throw the dwarf into the middle of the pile.
All right, I'll go.
No, I'll find it. I'll
the
do
elf
it
went around. He needs
you
protection. I'll
okay.
run around and protect the elf.
Okay.
No one said smashing it wouldn't work.
No, I will eventually crush this thing. I just need to keep the hammer in
and
my hand.
And what's your speed?
That's apparently important to the fighting.
I think it's 20 feet.
20?
Yeah.
I can double move.
So.
Yeah. Double my move.
Well, she was here, right?
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20. 5, 10, 15, 20.
Yep.
Or no, I was doing that wrong, right?
I'm going to keep the ooze and make a friend with it. Once it's little, I'm going to keep a little piece of it.
Okay. I'll protect you. Should there be any, you know, other incursions?
Okay, so now it's the pseudopods exuding oozes.
Yay, make an attack on me.
The first one, actually, they're going to go for Hogarth and split them in half.
Yeah, they were doing really well together, and then you wedged.
You broke up a happy family.
Yeah, home wrecker.
Okay, will a
apparently
23 hit you?
Yes. No.
9 points of damage, and then 3 additional acid points of damage.
He's tripping now.
So wait,
so 12
would you say
total.
That burns?
The colors.
Yeah.
Burn. Acid burns.
And then the second one will attack.
Oh.
Oh.
So he's tripping right
he's
now.
Tripping.
Will a...
Drops.
Yeah. 15 hits you.
No.
Okay, the other one swings its pseudopod and misses you by mere inches.
I think it swung it ineffectually.
No,
yet sensuously.
Okay.
I'm gonna light my torch.
Galen, what are you going to do? It is your turn.
I'm
going to
light a torch.
Okay.
And can I also
whip
move up
the
at the same time, or
you can
do
move,
I have to action surge?
You can move up after. Well, remember, your action surge is only to attack.
Okay, well.
So you have a torch.
I'm lighting a torch.
You're basically putting your bow down, starting a torch.
And then moving forward and I'm going to...
Well, where are you going to go? Because look at the map. There's a choke point there.
One AOE.
Who's got initiative after me?
Who has initiative after you?
Tilda.
It's going to be...
Me, the pretty princess.
Pretty princess?
Oh, right. Gobbity-gob. 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 That's it.
Gobbity-gob.
Yeah, you just insulted my mother.
You need a t-shirt that's like pink and has gobbity-goob or gobbity-gob on it and like a little princess crown.
Gobbity-gob.
And we'll all know what it means. And
it'll be an inside joke.
So what do you do,
Gavin?
Well, I'm still going to try to move forward.
Where will you move?
Just move as close as I can.
Just going to move here.
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay. You could, in theory, move to here if you want to squat
through
that.
That's what I'm saying.
I do that.
Okay.
Okay, good. There you go.
So
next time.
They do get a tax of opportunity when you step out. So first one's going to swing at you.
Misses.
With
they have a
disadvantage, 13.
Right? No. The goblins in the way.
Oh, yeah. Misses.
Or hobgoblins.
No.
It was when she was walking.
It's
away.
When she walked through the hobgoblin square.
Okay.
And then a 9 misses you.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so you now have a torch. You've lit up the area for those who can't see in the darkness.
Yeah, but
now I want to hit it.
More
okay. I want to burn
so, Thrain, it is your
okay,
turn.
Okay, I'm going to hit it this time.
Okay, are you going to pick up your hammer?
Yes. I don't get to go
wait.
At all?
Oh, yeah.
You want to? No, it's Tilda. Yeah.
Yeah, the pretty princess gets to go.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, it's Tilda, then Thrain.
No, sorry,
well,
I haven't gone yet this turn.
Well, you did, Gary, because remember, you rolled the 1 and dropped your hammer.
Okay, I forgot about
that. We kind of botched
okay.
the initiative
that's fine,
order
that's
here.
Fine, that's fine.
So go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to run around.
Okay.
30.
30.
Okay.
Okay.
If you leave me again.
No, I'm not.
If you leave
me. And
the
I am going to lob one of my flasks of oil.
That is going to go
at
it. Right with the
okay.
wall.
At the
give
wall.
Me,
so
kind of
breaks
it. Okay, give me a throw. It's going to be,
roll
you can add your dex 12. Bonus to it.
Okay, so throw would just be my dexterity, or?
Yep.
Natural 20!
Whoa.
So that
wow.
Would hit, that
I
would
am
be
so
going
to have to reduce the volume on that one.
Tilda,
I'm assuming you pulled a cork on this flask.
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay, she bites off the cork of this flask, and she chucks this flask of oil that goes flying through the air and literally lands right between these two.
And I'm going to say,
and
yes,
just
boys!
Splooshes oil all
Ooh.
Over the wall that they're there.
Ooh, that's the word sploosh.
Sploosh. Okay, so back to the top of the initiative order. Now that we're back on track here. Sultan, it is your turn.
I have to see, because there's two spells I could do. Both of them would be really good, but I have to find out which one's better. I should have prepared this beforehand, but I'm
lazy. You're forgiven.
Okay.
Only this once. Only
yeah,
this
if
once.
You do it again, we'll have to, you know,
ten
tickle
lashes with
ten
a wet noodle.
Clip your ears okay. And call you a half elf.
So
I did. Now that hit them.
Yeah.
So I'll just do flaming sphere.
Yeah. Okay. So flaming sphere.
Right
we'll use
edge.
This.
I think that's gonna really
right here.
Yeah.
That's gonna really.
They gotta help. Make dexy.
That's gonna hit both of you guys, by the way, because
no, on them.
Oh.
If you do it on them, then it
on
won't
them?
Hit anyone.
If you do it right
it's
here, it's gonna. It hits everyone within 5 feet.
No, it's
which is Hogarth.
Maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe,
yeah,
I should.
Maybe you should.
Wait, if I did Burning Hands, would that hit them?
Yes. Unless you moved forward and did Burning Hands.
Move forward and did
Burning
Hands.
What do you mean if I moved forward?
If you moved adjacent to them, you could aim your Burning Hands this way, but technically you're in a small little hallway, so...
You're probably going
channel,
to hit somebody.
I think Magic Missile will work fine.
But that wouldn't light them on fire.
No. But it will still do damage.
But they're covered
do
in
you
oil.
Have what's that cantrip that mages have that can use to start fires?
Oh,
that's right.
Flaming cantrip.
Look at your
prestidigitation.
Check that power real quick and see if you can light a candle. No, check the power. I'm not sure if they.
I know
the cleric one can. I don't know about the wizard one.
I bet you can.
Squeaky, squeaky chair.
But since you like to know that
it's got oil on it now,
it's
that we can threaten it.
Never mind.
What?
No, it's soft food.
Walk
around
the
corner.
Fire bolt.
Yep. Instantly light or snuff a candle.
There you
uh-huh.
go. Okay.
Excellent.
So you're going to cast your spell?
Torch or small campfire. Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. Keep
I
it simple.
I would say
don't even have to roll. So,
yeah, I think so too.
Which one are you going to light on fire?
The one with the oil.
Well, both of them. They're both splashing.
The one that's
okay, the closest.
Anyone.
Okay. So you go ahead and you light him up, and all of a sudden, a flame, all of you notice both of them flame catches on one, whoosh, and then lights the other one as well.
Oh no!
Well, they are family.
Our beautiful wickedness is melting.
Okay, 4 points for that one and 5 points for that one.
I think you should have responded to her.
As they are now flaying their pseudopods as they're burning. But they are still moving.
Okay, can I hit it now? I want to hit it.
Okay, so it is Lady Corlin's turn.
Right. Well, I'm going to continue to come around so I can watch the backs of my companions.
5, 10, 15, 20.
Yeah, and just turn me facing the direction we came.
The flames and the sizzly.
No, not that direction.
She's starting the rear.
I'm rear guard. Because I don't think my sword smacking is going to do anything in this situation.
Alright. Burning pods.
Right. So. And they didn't listen to me.
Hmm.
Is rude. They're all like,
I don't know, they're all fans. Hello!
Oh, hello!
Hi, Jim!
Hi, Jim!
Hey, other
Jim. We're podcasting, so
you're
welcome
that.
To watch.
Right, yes, we are fighting oozes.
Fighting oozes that are now on fire. Alright,
so.
Oh,
they're
so.
Not friendly, but they have tentacles.
They're quivering.
They're quivering and on flames.
There is quivering, so. One of the oozes is going to dive into this rock pile.
Mm.
Thereby giving
opportunity.
It's gonna give you guys each an attack of opportunity as it's trying to smuggle the flames by crawling into a 1-inch hole.
Does a 15
hits.
14
hits too. As it's trying to put out the flames.
11, 12 points of damage.
Yeah, I missed.
Pretty much your hammer smash puts out its flame and splatters the fragment of the all now right. Burning down ooze.
Which is disgusting.
As the very last flaming bit of it crawls under a rock and disappears, but it's dead.
You missed because he killed it into such
it so
hot
well.
Ooze that
it
and the
it.
Other flaming
he
ooze
so well.
Is going to swing at Hogar, but it's at a disadvantage.
Because
it's
this burning.
Twice, because it's burning.
And it's continuing to take damage, right?
Ooh, yep.
Ooh.
Will a mighty 8 hit Hogar?
Definitely not.
As you just see flaming flames as the pseudopod is flapping in your face. Alrighty, so it is Galen's turn.
I'm going to move up and burn it some more.
You're going to hit it with
torchy
your torch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Torchy McTorch.
Then she misses.
You swing your torch at the flaming pseudopods that are flapping in the air, too.
Ew, ew, ew.
You're doing the whole girl fight with the two hands. But
ew.
We don't want ooze on our
it's like when we get to the spider. Ew, somebody kill it. Ew, it's spider, kill it.
Tilda, it is your turn.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run up and just smack it with the flat of my short sword.
Okay, so
smack
it
with
the ass.
Sort of scraping it off the wall. It's like, if piercing's not going to do anything
to it. No,
piercing and so I'm gonna
slashing doesn't work.
Okay.
And then I'm going to... But smacking
you do
does.
Have combat advantage, by the way, because you have your friend
that's
over
right.
here. Don't forget
but,
that. So you get to roll that again.
Yeah,
well, you get to roll 2 and take the higher of the two.
So that,
that
is
will
a...
Hit.
Yeah, because that's... Oh, well, 16.
It will hit.
Okay. Okay.
You rolled higher than it's AC.
And since there's more than one person.
Smack
yep.
that butt.
Ah, I got a whopping... Okay, a whopping 6 points.
Woo!
Whopping 6 points.
Like I said, smack that butt.
You smack it with your blade, and it basically just splatters against the wall, and you just hear this disgusting dripping sound is what's left of the flaming, boiling bits of ooze splatter on
the floor. Until the halfling goes, that's what you...
Okay, who's up for snack crack pudding?
Patches, salt to the peasants.
Well, you know my workers do need
no,
a
see, I knew it.
No. Remember
never.
When
I was called the evil one.
It's like toilet green.
Lady Corlin's indentured servitude snack pants.
Toilet green is oozing.
So I'm just going to take your blade and kind of look for loot.
All you find is smoldering, stenchy, acidic goo that's tarnishing your blade.
Yeah.
Put it in a jar.
No, don't
throw
touch
that
it.
At the spider. That's a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
I'm just saying.
What's
the
up the dungeon
work.
Where we're going?
So which way are you guys going to continue heading? Are you going to head that way or that way?
That way.
We're going that way. Okay.
Okay.
What Gary said.
Okay.
Oh, that was what Logar said.
What Gary said.
Logar?
Logar.
Logar.
How low
can you go?
So we're going to go on to the next map.
Next okay. Which?
How low can you go, Logar? That's good. That
was amazing. I like when you lit on fire with the
That was good teamwork.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
I like when I missed so badly I dropped my hammer.
But you know,
I'm going to say I didn't drop it. I'm going to say the ooze was pretty close.
Excuse me.
Yes.
We already have the fact that teamwork made the dream work.
Oh, teamwork made the dream work.
That's awesome. Xander, can you
put
the...
I could.
Would
you please?
He may or he may not.
We're back to teamwork.
Isn't that the question?
Okay, so you're heading down the way you were going.
Just up the slings and arrows with outrageous oozes. Bare arms against the news of trouble.
By
the quiet buzzing end them.
If I just die, I die. That's out.
J-E-L-L-O.
Show us how you jiggle.
Jello with it. Alright, so is this order work for you guys? Hogar, Lady Corlin, the cleric, Thray, Galen, the wizard, and then Tilda in the back. So
what am I getting name?
Sultan.
Salted
elf. Don't be so salty.
I am salty. I'm
Don't
a whole
so
way salty.
Okay.
You're
What's
so
in
salty.
10? 10 looks interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, all the girls want to lick you.
I want a spell that does fire and brimstone, but instead I want fire and salt.
I want earth, air, fire, and water.
No, I'm just, you know, he's salty.
I want Destiny's Child. We're not talking about bands, are we?
I asked how to make it.
I didn't think it was that bad. No one else noticed.
I did not notice.
Doesn't mean it wasn't bad.
We were being polite and letting it go.
Let it go.
No. Get out.
The
I
bad
will freeze
jokes
you
never
right now.
Be anyway.
Ray of Frost. 19.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
That's 8 damage. You want to keep talking? Ray of Frost again. Oh, that's a failure.
You rolled a 1 and froze yourself.
Yeah, I already did 8 damage to her. Stop talking about that right now.
So, Galen, you have your bow lit, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Tilda, you have your bullseye lantern.
I
have
a lantern on my lines.
Okay,
and
so you have sufficient light so that
darkness.
Everyone...
You were born by it. We didn't see the torchlight until we were a man, and by then it was nothing but blight.
And he's actually monologuing this and writing it down in his book and getting a chip because he's putting it in the book. When he shouldn't be writing in his book, he used a little bit of ooze for ink.
What they thought is my book was just about spells. What they didn't know is it was spells, history, and my screenplays.
And that's musical theater, I might add.
See, this part is Ray of Frost. This is the Transylvanian dream sequence.
And here's where we broke into jazz hands in between panels.
Okay, focus, people.
Okay.
Focus, need more focus.
You know, Salted Elf is the creator of every...
I'll take your dice, but you don't have to just throw them in my bag.
Okay.
Of every theater I've
It's okay. Oh no, not a titter.
Have we reached titter?
And Dr. Roboto hands.
The robot arms that come with the titter. The titter is so
hyped. Oh. I will have to post a titter warning.
Okay.
Okay, breathe.
Careful with your back. Don't hurt the back. Focus on the back.
She might stop tipping.
You know, as an expert drama teacher, I can tell this is great, great podcasting.
Yeah. We have so gone off the rails.
Okay. All right. What are rails?
Okay.
All right.
So.
Okay.
You good? You
good? Okay. Good, yeah,
okay.
Good.
All right. Okay. Lady Corlin fails her stealth check and she goes down the hallway. Don't drink. Don't drink yet. It's not safe yet. It's not safe to drink.
All right. Oh, my God.
Okay. So, a still pool fills much of this cavern. The water is dark, revealing little of what might lie within. The shore of the pool consists of a thin layer of broken shells from strange pale mussels. And that's clams for you guys. And a fishy odor hangs in the air. A passage leads south from this area, and a set of steps climb up the east. A sluggish stream flows out of the cave to the northeast.
White letter show on the screen. New York, 1960.
Active perception.
Okay.
Is there something in the water?
You gonna go up and check?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You go up and you see what probably could be some good eating if you want to collect some of the clams. Mm. You want to go clam it?
Not particularly right now.
No.
Anybody else?
Dwarves are not a seafood.
Let me see.
I'll take a look.
I'll take a gander.
What am I? Is it perception?
The perception. Yeah.
Should I get advantage?
Yeah, 11.
18.
It's dark.
18?
18 in perception with my bonus.
Let's put it this way. Did you roll?
I wrote a 13.
Okay, because I was going to say, I'll give you advantage, but okay. Here's what I want you to do for advantage.
Yeah.
I want you to reach down.
No.
Pick up a seashell, press the digitation to make it glow, and throw it in the water.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
That is freaking
so
awesome!
That would give you advantage.
I rolled a 19.
Just to throw an example out there.
19.
You roll a 19.
You did better than I did.
As the Sultadel throws the glowing seashell in the water starts refracting through the water. And you see a strange glow. You see an old skeleton lying at the bottom of the water, about 10 feet from the shore.
Dwarf or?
It seems to be human.
Ooh. Vanilla with sprinkles.
And there seems to be several old wood arrows that have rotted along with the corpse sticking out of its torso.
You see, he was vanilla, and then the sprinkles were corpse, underwater, wooden arrows.
It looks like it's at least 5 to 10 feet under the water from what you're seeing.
Could I use?
So it's about.
He doesn't have a backpack with like this is where all my.
Arnie,
would you like to get your feet wet and find out?
No, I was going to use mage hand.
Can you drag the corpse?
How much weight can your mage hand carry?
Something like 10 pounds per wisdom.
Don't cost more than that.
Well, a waterlogged body would weigh more than that.
A waterlogged skeleton.
Well, it still has tatters of clothes and possibly something worth it.
I will look it up. Converse, will I?
Yeah, because it's too deep for my blood. How deep is it? 5 feet?
It's 5 to 10 feet, you guesstimate.
So I would sink.
Well, if you guys want me to go in, I will.
Yeah, go!
Only if the team agrees.
We should tie a rope around your waist. So
that
I can
like
drag you out.
Tall. That's sensible. I'd even give her advantage on her swimming to go down there and grab.
And
because
I'm in,
all right, we'll tie a rope around your waist and you can dive in.
Give me a quick athletics with advantage since they got the rope around you to help pull you back with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just a little too heavy.
Athletics, so it's athletics is strength, so it's 20.
20.
Non-natural.
Galen, you swim down there and grab the bite. Tell us what you do.
Backstroke.
Give us some flavor text here.
Oh, wow. No pressure there, right? Okay, so as I swim down, I cradle as much of the body and its gear that I can
okay.
And stuff while the arrows are trying to poke out the side and stuff like that. And I'm cradling it, and I come up to the surface, and I say, pull me in.
Okay,
I
and
like the
idea
that she's actually just cradling the gear.
And as you're picking up the skeletal body, you notice underwater mussels are retreating into their shells, feeding in the area. And you notice there's something shiny on the body.
Ooh. So when you guys drag the
body that's just been preserved because of the cold water, as she puts the body down, you notice that it wears two rings on its skeletal finger.
I should be.
And has something clenched in a death grip in one of the hands.
I should be doing the detect magics.
You should be doing the detect magics?
I should be doing the
detect magics. I'm going to say before we do this thing.
Desecrate this corpse, you mean?
Yeah,
I'm gonna
advantage
for that because he's
awesome.
He's playing to his cleric. Detect magic?
Yeah.
You see the thing in his hand is glowing.
Do I get advantage for being awesome and volunteering to help my friends?
You do that. Yeah.
I will use mage hand to open his hand.
Okay. You open the hand, gingerly pulling out what is in there, and it appears to be a wand. Because apparently this adventure is geared all towards the wizard. It is a wand of magic missiles.
Ooh. How many charges?
It has 7 charges. If you use your action to fire a magic missile from the wand, no component is required, and you can shoot 1 to 3 of the charges. Each charge you expend beyond 1, the spell level increases by 1. You can use the wand even if you are incapable of casting spells.
And
the wand regains 1d6 plus 1 charges each day at dawn.
So how many charges? 7?
7. If you expend the wand's last charge, roll a d20. On a 1, the wand crumbles into ash and is destroyed.
What happens if you roll a
20? Nothing. It's just if you roll a 1, it... You depleted all of its magic.
See, so are the rings magic?
And I can spend more than 1 charge.
You can spend up to 3 charges to make it level 3. Okay. The rings are normal, but they are button rings.
Ooh.
If you'd like to give me an appraise.
Till this theme song starts playing. Money.
Investigation. With a 14, the rogue estimates that these rings were 75 gold pieces apiece. Now, Galen, would you like to give me a...
What would you like?
Insight roll. You should be okay with that.
16.
Those seem to be orc arrows, very old orc arrows.
Nasty orcs.
I don't like those.
No, we don't like the orcs.
No. They don't like our friends.
The
Bertram! That's 5, but then you can only do that twice.
The Bertram!
But still, yes, you can magic missile like a machine gun.
Does it look like it's, like the arrows were fired from the stairway?
It looks like the person made, because the body's been affected by the muscles eating it, things like that, so you can't really tell where the arrows came from, but he was definitely shot in this room.
Okay.
Long ago. Which goes along with some of the rumors that the orcs overran this place, killing all the wizards who lived here. Okay, so where would you like to go from here?
The only exit.
You can swim.
Oh,
yeah, I like the stairs.
I
like
the
stairs.
Where's
the stairs?
Sinking problem.
I have a lot
where's
of
stairs
on, and you know,
it might be deep section for us. That's like the ocean for her.
Yeah,
let's not
and
swim.
The last time I went through waves, no thank you.
We're not.
That was a cave too.
That was a cave. We don't want to do that wave thing.
Okay, who's got the highest passive perception here?
I only have 13.
I have
13.
I have 13.
You have 13?
Yeah, 13. I also have a 13, I think.
Oh, I don't.
She preserves crap.
My passive perception sucks.
Okay, you guys actually hear gruff voices speaking goblin.
What is it? What are they saying?
They're complaining because, you know, we're hungry. It's been so long since we've had food brought to us. The spider has us keeping the undead at bay.
Where is it coming from?
It's coming from here.
They're keeping undead off.
That's all right. We can make them not hungry anymore.
Oh, yes, we can heal their hunger.
Okay, I want to go up to the door.
Wait, what do we have in terms of food here? What do I have on me in terms of food?
Your adventure pack.
Okay.
10 days worth of rations for one person.
You know, we may not want to kill them if they are, you know, fighting undead.
So, what do you think?
I want to sneak up to the door and look through the peephole to see how many I can, if I can see them.
Give me a sneak.
Okay.
Don't roll the one.
No, if she rolls...
No, oh, my God!
You guys don't even notice her bop past you. She's just like... And all of a sudden you look like...
Can we say she doesn't walk? She just sneakily, like, bunny hops?
She did the Batman, dude, where she's just a ruffled cloak and she's there.
She like, doesn't even have a cloak.
You turn around and you look back and you're like, what, Tilda?
That's
what?
Right, I am the pretty princess of Ninja
Vanish. And then she lands it with a gruff voice.
Okay.
Goody goody gob. Goody gob.
Get your lines straight. Okay, and with a natural 20, I will give you that you can clearly see inside the room that... You notice that...
How many are there?
He's trying to...
That this door seems to be barricaded with something.
Barricaded?
From the out?
Yeah.
From the inside.
From the inside. There's things blocking there. But...
they're fighting Zane?
Looks like a wooden table perched against the wall. And
so they would have to get through the barricade before they could get out through the door.
Yeah, on this side.
Which means they're...
We would have to go through the barricade to get to them.
Yeah,
and
or we have to go through
the
undead
direction.
To get...
Or, you know, they're also holding off on dead. We may not want to kill them.
I say we just leave them where they are. I say we just leave them where we are and we just go that way.
I'm okay with that.
Fine. Yes, lovely.
Let's do that.
Wait, did our party just choose the road that doesn't have us murder people?
Well, it would be difficult to go
murder
people.
That is extremely uncharacteristic for some of us.
What is wrong with these people?
I only kill those evildoers that require it.
Why are you murder hobos not letting someone go, you know, die when you could kill them?
Don't dinner! You've already done it! No, seriously, breathe! Breathe!
You're telling me you're walking by someone on the street and you don't choose to slit their throats?
We let her start!
We didn't mean to!
We're the unlikely murder hobos!
Then how else would you loot them?
She only loots people when they're dead, and we only kill the people that deserve killing.
That is so untrue.
Were those accidents.
Remember that
but
time?
That was an accident.
Remember that time when
and
that.
That's why we call
remember that time
accident.
The orc was running away, and you spent like 5 hours chasing that orc down.
That was funny.
And like scalping it.
I hate.
Well, that was for Bertram.
I hate it when goblins run into arrows that I'm randomly shooting in the air.
I hate that too. It's terrible.
That orc killed Bertram.
Yes.
Just saying. And we let Hogar live.
We said, look, we love Hogar.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, anyways, I don't want to move furniture. Let's go.
All right.
And Hogar's internal monologue at this point is like, yeah, I'm just waiting until there's less of them around so I can bolt and get my castle back.
So I'll probably have sent an envoy to you because I feel like our royal families need to like have some sort of identity.
Once I have a royal family, you murdered all the eligible females.
To be fair, we were never told there were any females there.
That's true.
I mean, how can you notice the difference?
To be fair, you're still not sure if Scrubs a male or a female.
That's true. It's very
they
difficult
were never
to
identified
tell.
As female.
Very difficult. They're like dwarves.
You want a girl
okay.
with a beard you can
so.
Hang off of.
I can't believe you quoted that movie, first of all.
There are a couple of lines.
That's
going
a very. You're going to die.
She's keeping her titter and
so before you titter and explode, you guys are deciding to bypass this room
yes.
and head up this way?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we're undead anyway.
And we're also leaving, apparently, the gnome behind.
She's falling behind us like she does.
Okay. So as you guys come across that hallway, are you guys being quiet?
Trying.
Okay, give us a stealth roll.
Oh, natural 20! Oh, I'm like the wind!
But are you at a disadvantage because of your armor?
Oh, right. But I have a minus one.
Wait, let me...
Death
16.
I'm going to cast Bless.
Okay.
Does that mean
we
roll
again?
Or? He's going to give someone a 1d4 bonus
for the
roll.
I can give myself and two
other people. I rolled a natural 20.
You and you.
Okay.
So I got a 16.
Roll your normal thing and then add a d4
okay.
to it.
I feel good.
14.
Okay.
When was the last time us two have been really stealthy together? Mm.
I believe there's bugbears involved.
I believe there are bugbears.
14.
14?
And also a
okay,
certain
so
voice,
you two are the highest with your 14.
Voice from the sky saying, you can go.
Oh, the highest?
The lowest.
Oh.
Okay, so as you come around here...
Their weapon does 8, but I'll roll to see what it'll do to you.
20. Stop living in the past. Let's live in the present.
We're in the present now. With my natural 20 on a stealth
She's
roll.
Like enjoying this. Oh my god.
It's true.
Fabulous. Watch it be there be like no enemies around.
Well, they're not around because they can't hear us for once.
For once.
For once. So, as... Let's see.
Or we could just pretend to be undead and they'll think that we're...
You hear
moaning.
Pretty.
You guys see that red versus blue zombie?
Where he's reading the script wrong.
Moaning.
Because he's literally reading moaning. Ryan's.
That's the
okay.
Rifle.
As Hogarth, as you look.
Our brother's name is Brian.
I have a coworker that says people misspell his name all the time. It's a sad, sad commentary. You hear grunting coming off in this direction.
Ooh.
It sounds like one or two creatures are laboring.
Oh,
you, it sounds like they're goblinoid is what they're speaking.
We should kill them.
Yes, we did get to kill the others.
At least let them finish.
Right, you might need another, you know, goblin pet.
Right, I only have the 3.
And if we let them finish in 9 months, you might have.
Right,
that's wrong.
Okay, then.
Do goblins lay eggs?
No.
No.
You can't deny that they do.
I'm a hobgoblin. The regular goblins, they have their pits, and we don't really even care.
Where they lay eggs.
I don't go down in the pits. So I don't know.
So you're saying they do.
I'm saying I can't prove or deny.
You can't deny it. It's confirmed. Goblins lay eggs. Confirmed. Half-Life 3. Confirmed.
I'm not going this way. I'm directing the party down that hall.
Okay, and as you start to point for the group to shh, be quiet, and point that way, and you guys are going in the opposite direction of the grunting goblins, that's a great place to wrap it up there.
Play idea. Mom Goblin looks for her lost egg.
Thank you for listening to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And feel free to enjoy our other shows, such as D&D Journey of the 5th Edition and Scion Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion hero to Ragnarok story. Thank you for listening.